And so, Your Holiness, we thank You for a most inspiring and thought-provoking address. Also, I would like you to know of our deep respect for you. For the past 50 years, there has been a great deal of progress in developing a better understanding between people of different religions. Leaders of different faiths are meeting together now far more regularly, expressing sympathy and understanding one towards the other. And people of different faiths are now getting to know each other far better. And by travel and by dialogue and through the press, through television, people are able now to compare their ideas and their ideals. And when we think in that context, we think of you, Your Holiness, and your teaching ministry all over the world, in North India, in Malaysia, in Singapore, in Indonesia, in Japan, in the USSR, the United States of America, West Germany, and now here in Bonnie, Scotland. For all this labor, we want you to know how great and profound a respect we have for you. And finally, you have challenged us to think again about the things we do hold in common. The virtues of self-respect, of humility, of compassion, of holiness, and tolerance. We believe that peace means opposition to war. Must mean that. Means opposition to evil. It must mean that. It means soundness. It means wholeness. It means safety. And also for the Christian, peace comes from recognizing Jesus Christ as the Prince of Peace. Because you have challenged us to think about these things, wherever you go, Your Holiness, you've made a tremendous impact. Look at this packed hall this evening, and the underlying tone of your address, and indeed of your presence here, will resound in the memory of all of us in this place. Your Holiness, this is your first visit to this dear green place called Glasgow. We hope it will be a wonderfully happy one for you and a truly memorable one. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jolly. We come now to, I must confess, a sin of omission. You will notice on your order of proceedings that representing Archbishop Winning today was to be Father William Slavin. And I came up to Father McShane and said, "You must be Willie McShane." And he said, "No, do you not know that everybody from Glasgow is called Jimmy?" So we have and are delighted, truly delighted, sir, to have with us Father James McShane to represent Archbishop Winning.
Well, thank you very much. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, I would like on behalf of Archbishop Winning and the Roman Catholic community of Glasgow to welcome the Dalai Lama to Glasgow and to thank him for his inspiring words. I think we see that we have quite a lot in common. He spoke about love and he spoke about selfishness. He spoke about the importance of unselfish love, and that is at the very heart of the Christian gospel. Many people would say that the greatest sin in the gospel is that of the kneeling Christ. Christ was a great teacher. Often he taught by parables, illustrations from nature or from everyday life. On this particular occasion, on the eve of his death, he taught by means of a mime. He said, "By this will all men know that you are followers of mine, if you have love one for another." And he illustrated what he meant by love by kneeling down to wash his disciples' feet. Love means service. Love means unselfish love. It means for the Christian, the kneeling Christ. Very simply, the same notion has been put across here by His Holiness. He spoke, I noticed, about loving your enemy, and you need an enemy if you're going to be patient. Very similar to the teaching of Jesus Christ. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, pray for those who persecute you. A very, very similar message. He's here on a mission of peace, and surely that's the great message of the gospel to peace and reconciliation. Paul tells us that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation, peace and reconciliation. At the birth of Christ, the message was peace, peace to men of goodwill. On the eve of his death, his farewell message was, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." On the day of his resurrection, his message again was, "Shalom, peace be with you." And it is in that spirit that I would like to thank His Holiness the Dalai Lama for his message tonight.
We propose now, Your Holiness, to sing again. And this time, I suggest that you'll find the words of the hymn, which are probably unfamiliar words, but I think that the tune will be well known to you all, that we remain standing after the singing of this hymn for a little space. Shall we then sing the hymn on the sea? go in peace, to serve God, to serve one another, looking for that peace which the world can neither give nor take away. Be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no man evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all men, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. And the blessing of God go with you and with all whom you love tonight and always. Amen.